Journal entry 89. Our shopping spree at the plaza was interesting, if not somewhat disturbing. Our shopping adventure started out normally. We went from one kiosk to another looking for baby shoes. Didn't find shoes, but we did find a couple of other interesting finds. One of the kiosks had a set of Nancy Drew mysteries. I always wanted to read those, but the proprietor of the kiosk wasn't about to sell one book at a time. That's just stupid, because I can't think of one person inside Bear Country that can afford to purchase more than one book at a time. I do have another option. The library trio may have those books already in the media center. So, we continue on our journey of looking for baby shoes. I think I spot a pair of shoes and zigzag through the crowd toward the kiosk. A biker barely misses running over Elise and me. He was in a rush and didn't even stop and apologize. He was wearing a helmet, so tracking him down and smacking him upside his head later isn't an option of retaliation. The shoes I spot are entirely too big for Elise's feet. Tony, Runt, Elise, and I continue shopping. Tony spots a snow cone kiosk. I haven't had a snow cone since before the virus. It used to be such a treat. We purchased 3 snow cones, one for me, one for Tony, and one for the Runt. I think we paid too much for them, but we were out to have a good time. I'm eating my snow cone and sharing a couple pieces of ice with Elise when the biggest, ugliest, yellow and black bumblebee lands on my snow cone. Not expecting a bug of that magnitude, I drop my snow cone. If Elise hadn't been in the carrier attached to my chest, I would have dropped her too. I said a couple of words that I won't repeat. Hopefully, Elise won't remember those words. Tony generously shares his remaining snow cone with me. Our journey to find baby shoes continued. Sometimes there is that one moment in time when you suddenly realize that maybe you should have stayed at home for the day. Runt is running all over everywhere, and Tony and I are trying to keep up and still keep our eyes open for baby shoes. The Runt locates a kiosk selling electric cars, and they have batteries that actually work. He is jumping up and down begging Tony for the car. Tony is trying to explain that he can't afford it. I step out of the way and lean against the building. Elise is getting bigger by the day, and I have a slight backache. Tony is trying to handle tactfully his problem with the Runt. Out of nowhere, from above, someone tosses a TV out a window, and it falls within a couple of feet from where Elise and I are leaning. Pieces of TV fly in every direction. Suddenly silence as everyone stops to stare at me. We weren't hurt, but I got a major adrenaline rush. I look at Tony. He looks at me. My feet are stuck and I can't move. Suddenly, I feel lightheaded and slumped to the ground. I decided to find shoes another day because, obviously, someone didn't want me to be at the plaza. Maddie.